You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm going to illuminate the ways that you can get the most out of every day of your life and even get more out of this year's holiday season. What you can do to really have some fun, to enjoy yourself, and to make the most out of every moment so that you can look back at this day and the next day and the holiday season with nostalgia, with a smile, and feeling grateful. Let's begin today's show with something that I think is very important, because I think oftentimes we underestimate what this four-letter word does to our life. There's a four-letter word in our life that takes away the joy, it takes away the gratitude, it takes away the happiness, it bombards us, it scares us, it puts us down. It even kind of tackles us down to the ground and makes us feel scared to take the next motion, the next movement, the next step. And that four-letter word that I'm speaking of is fear. Fear. Yes. Fear is a scary thing because it's not like we're scared of some specific thing. Fear is being scared of something that's not really specific at all. It's the fear of usually the unknown. Some people say that fear is false evidence appearing real. And I find that very interesting, because to me, fear is one of those things that stops me in my tracks. It stops me from moving forward. It stops me from propelling my life to where it needs to go. It keeps me stuck. It keeps me where I feel as though I can't move. I feel like I'm stuck. I feel like I'm overwhelmed. And I feel like there is no other way but dealing with it. And I find it interesting because fear is one of those things that it seems so huge, but there's really nothing there. It's like a puff of smoke. And when you have fear in your mind, haven't you seen, like, you're thinking about something and then, like, fear takes over and it's like, there's, like, really nothing there. It's like a crystal ball with, like, smoke in it, haze, right? Because you're not actually seeing what fear is. It's a feeling that takes over. It's a feeling that stops us from creating. It's a feeling that stops us from moving forward. It's that emotion, that feeling, that thing that takes away from us, that makes us feel destitute, that makes us feel scared, that makes us feel overwhelmed, and that stops us from being highly successful and doing the things that we probably need to do the most. So when we talk about this four-letter word, fear, how does fear make us feel? What are some of the things about fear that it makes us feel? Well, the first thing I believe is that fear makes us feel overwhelmed. We feel overwhelmed in our day-to-day life. We feel as though we can't do something. We feel like we don't have the tools to create. We feel as though we don't have that je ne sais quoi, that everybody else is more successful than us, that we can't do something, that we are incapable of doing what we need because we are so stressed out about whatever that is. And I find that being overwhelmed is the one reason why many of us don't finish things. We don't do things. We don't accomplish things. And instead, later on in life, what? We feel regret. And regret is not something that you want to feel. Regret is not something that you want to feel, because when we feel regret, we feel like we let the life pass us by. Some of us feel like a loser. Some of us feel beaten down. And why? Because we're beating ourselves down. But because we feel regret. We feel like we could have accomplished something, but we didn't do it. And we look at it and we go, why didn't I do it? Why? Why did I do that? Oh yeah, because I was too scared. Because of that four-letter word, fear. I was too scared to do what I needed to do because I was so fearful of doing it. that instead I stand here upset and I feel bamboozled by life because it seems that everything that I wanted to do, I didn't do. I didn't accomplish it. I didn't make it happen, and I know I could do it, but instead I didn't. Yeah, feeling overwhelmed leaves us desperate feeling. What do I do? I'm grasping at straws. I don't know what to do next. I don't know the next road. I don't know the next choice. I don't know what to do. What am I supposed to do? Help me figure out what I'm supposed to do. I'm stressing out here. I'm overwhelmed. That's fear. Because we're not stopping and saying, you know what? I can take this piece by piece. Yes, it seems huge right now. It seems huge. It's huge. It's huge. It's huge. But really, is it? And I know one thing. I don't want to ever feel regret. I don't want regret. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to get into that. I don't want to struggle with that because regret is a struggle. It's painful. It's heavy. Regret is heavy. Fear to me is fleeting. And recently I've been learning that you got to just run through fear. Because fear to me is just like a smoke bomb. Okay, it's like a bunch of smoke that goes off. There's nothing else to it. You got to run through it for a while and you don't know what's there. But you're just going to run through it willy-nilly. And you hope you get through it. And the last time that I faced fear, was very powerful. And it just happened about a week ago. I mean, like some real fear, like, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I can't. And it was powerful because in the beginning, I literally thought, okay, I'm making a bad choice. I'm making a bad decision. I'm not going to do this. It's not good. When in reality, my mind was trying to get me stuck and holding back. Because if I hold back, I don't get to go further in life, right? So if I hold myself back and I tell myself it's because I don't need that, then I've created this boundary and this barrier to my success. And I don't realize that I'm actually the one that's to blame for that until later on down the road that I feel this regret. So I was like, you know what? I need to do this, even though rationally in my mind, it doesn't seem rational, but I need to do it. Well, it all worked out perfectly, but I had to walk through that smoke. Okay. And that smoke can be kind of scary because it's not just white smoke on a sunny day. In an open field, it's some smoke, baby. It's some smoke. It is like dark night, lots of white smoke, can't see a thing, walking straight ahead and hoping and praying that you walk straight, don't fall, don't hurt yourself, and you get there, but you don't know what you're going to walk through and how long you're going to walk through it. Because I found that fear is coupled with something that's known as the unknown. So to me, walking down that path of smoke and not being able to understand what's going to happen next and not knowing what's going to happen next because we don't know, but just having the wherewithal within ourselves to believe that we're doing the right thing and to encourage ourselves, but that's the unknown. And fear is predicated on the unknown. But isn't some of the best things in our life that we've done, isn't that in the unknown? And haven't we done what people say we take risks in life? Some of the best people take risks in life. Some of the most amazing, successful people take risks that propel them to greatness. And when I think about fear, and I think about overwhelmed, and I think about the concept of the unknown, I think about retreating. Retreating backwards. Going back to where I was. Not wanting to rock the boat. Moving back. Chilling out, not rocking the boat, scared about it, not know what's going to happen. You get what I'm saying? You get what I'm talking about? Exactly. But when I retreat, oftentimes, I want to know that I'm retreating because it's something that I shouldn't be doing because it could be harmful to myself. I don't want to be retreating from something that can be helpful. Because I find that the more we retreat when something is actually good for us, the more that emphasizes that feeling within us, makes us question our own ideas, makes us question our own validity, our own instinct. And when we question our own instinct, what we like to call our gut instinct, it takes away from our gut. It makes us question ourselves. And quite honestly, It takes us away from whom we are. And I think this is powerful because I think many of you right now are dealing with fear. You're dealing with the unknown. You're dealing with not understanding what should I do next? What's my next task? What's my next step? Where do I go? What do I do? Help me, please. And this show is to help you not just get through life. It's not about just getting through the holidays. It's not just about getting through today. It's about making the most out of it. And by making the most out of it, we make the most out of our life. And that's what we're talking about on today's show. And this show is muy, muy, muy powerful. So stay tuned because when we return, we're talking more about this, how you can make this happen, and solutions. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Back this time in two shakes.
I'm learning to fly.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm illuminating the way that you can get the most out of your holiday season and the most out of every day of your life for that matter. It's no longer just about getting through the day or getting through the season. It's about making the most of it. It's about accomplishing things. It's about being successful. It's about opening your mind to a different reality. And that different reality will change your life forever. Right before the break, I was talking about that four-letter word. Oh, that four-letter word, fear. False evidence appearing real. That fear thing takes over. And because of the fear of the unknown, like I was saying, it's like smoke. You can't see around it. You can't see through it. You just got to walk on through it. You got to walk the line. You got to walk the line. And that's what you want to do. You got to walk the line. And even though you might feel what? Overwhelmed, because overwhelmed feeling is a byproduct of fear. You might feel as though you should retreat, because backing up is a byproduct of fear. Okay? One of the other things that I find when we're dealing with fear is that we find ways out of getting out of things that we should be doing. We find ways of getting out of things that we need to be doing, like things that are actually good for us. We deflect. We find ways to get around it. We find ways to not focus on it. We find ways to dupe ourselves into believing that this is not good for us. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make one bit of sense. But we have our mind telling us, no, 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 no. Don't do that. Yeah, this isn't going to be good for you, or do this, or do that, or don't focus on that, or, oh, come on, you know, you just need to calm down. I mean, you just need to go with the flow, okay? Or we create all these monstrous feelings or all these negative thoughts, and usually, not all the time, but usually it's based on, it's holding ourselves back. And we find ways to scare ourselves, to find ways to not do things that we need to do in our life. You know, another thing that fear does is it helps us to not follow through. It helps us to not keep our word. It helps us to not follow through. It helps us to not follow through with something that we said we're going to do. It helps us to not follow through with something that we said we were going to do ourselves. You know, I've had clients come into my office where they were going to go back to school. And fear got in the way. Well, what if I'm too old? Or what if this? Or what if that? Or what if I fail? Or what if I don't do this? And so they let fear get in the way of something they really want to do. Or, I don't know about applying for this job because I might not get it and somebody else might get it and it might be a waste of time. So instead of applying for the job, what happens? They don't apply and they don't get it. And then what happens? Regret. I could have gotten that job. You know, I mean, think about it. That's a big deal. I mean, there's a lot of things that we don't follow through with because of fear. It might be an event that we don't go to because we're scared to go alone. We get scared to go alone, so we don't go. We don't want to look stupid. We don't want people to make comments about us. We just don't want to stand there by ourselves. And it's painful. We don't want to do it. And so we don't go. And instead of going, we don't. And so then later on, we feel this sadness and this regret because we didn't go to something, all because we just didn't want to go by ourselves. You know how many times you're going to have to do something by yourself to make your life awesome? A lot. Okay, I had to learn that too. You gotta do a lot. I've had to do a lot of things on my own that I didn't want to do. I had to do a lot of things that were very uncomfortable that I had to do on my own. Fly places, go places, make meetings on my own. I didn't know what was going to happen. Some of them went well, some of them didn't. But you know what? If I wouldn't have gone, I would have regretted it. I would have regretted it. And I find that when we have that fear, we're not pushing ourselves ahead. We're not pushing ourselves. We're being complacent. And it's only when we decide that we're going to push ourselves does that fear become a problem. Does that fear become something? Because it's like we're not going to push ourselves. We're too scared. What happens if I push myself? This doesn't work. What happens? Oh, my God. I'm okay here. I got this going on. I'm safe. I got my ritual down. I've got this down. It's a pattern. I got it down. I'm good with this. But the thing is, we don't gain anything. We don't learn anything. We don't grow. And that's what we want to do. We want to grow. We want to learn. And so we have to eliminate fear from our life. And we can't just sit there and say one day, you know what, fear's out. I'm done with fear. I'm over fear. I'm never going to fear anything in my life. Fear is dead to me. Okay, yeah, I'd love to be able to say that too, because that would be pretty cool. And I'm going to figure out how to do that. And then I'm going to teach everybody else how to do it. And I'm going to teach you. I'm going to give it to you for free. I'm going to tell you how to do it because I'm going to figure it out. But I haven't figured that out exactly yet. But what I found is that fear comes at different times in our lives about different things. And so we have to deal with fear each and every time it comes. And we have to get accustomed to it. And we have to realize that when I'm trying to do better, or I'm trying to do good, or I'm trying to better my life, or accelerate my life, or create things, or I'm trying to like live up to some goals, or some dreams, or some things that I believe that I can have, whatever that is, I've got to dispel fear. But how do I dispel it? Well, I dispel it by looking through it and realizing there's not much there. That's the thing about fear, is that it's not really anything there. There is no monster under the bed. There is no monster under the bed, which is fear. I mean, you look under the bed, there's nothing there. I mean, you might have a bunch of stuff under there that you need to clean up, some dust bunnies, you need to get out there and vacuum. Love of God, I mean, come on, have you seen it lately? Just kidding. But yeah, think about that. And that's the things that we need to do. We need to take a real hard look. Really examine it. Really think about it. Really look at it. You know, another thing that fear does is fear gets us in the way, gets in the way of us not being real. So it gets in the way of us not, of us being real. It gets in the way of us being authentic. So what happens is it gets in the way of us being who we truly are because we're scared that other people aren't going to understand us. We're scared that other people aren't going to like us if we're who we are. We're scared that other people are going to make judgment calls on us if we say who we are. We're scared. We're scared. We're so scared to be ourselves that we will have a fake persona for the rest of our lives if we have to. We will lie in front of friends and family. We will act a certain way. We will put on an entire facade so that people don't know who we really are. Because if they figure out who we really are, they might not really like who we really are. But does really? I mean, I know it. I know that a lot of folks out there, I know that many of us are dealing with the fact that we're too scared to be who we are. We're too scared to be us. We're too scared to be who we need to be. We're too scared to be, I mean, like, it's like you got one life to live. You got one life to live and you got one personality to do it in. And if you're foregoing that, you're missing out on your life. You're missing out on what matters in your life. You're missing out on being you. You're missing out on so much in the fear that other people are going to judge you adversely and make fun of you. And I understand that that happens. I get it. But, you know, the idea of letting that fear get in the way of being you is a bad idea because you never get to be who you are. And who you are is probably pretty cool. But you've got to know that. You've got to understand that. And you've got to believe that you are an original person that deserves to be able to be honest and authentic. And I think that's powerful. But fear gets in the way because we don't want people to make fun of us because we've been made fun of in the past. We don't want to be ridiculed. We don't want to be talked about. All these things. And it's time to really face fear and say, hey, how much of this is really helping me and how much of this is really hurting me? And by the way, how much am I going to regret later on down the road? Because I don't know. I think I'm going to regret this stuff. I might actually regret this stuff. And I'm telling you the truth from somebody that knows is that if you stand on the sidelines and you're too fearful to do things for yourself and you're too fearful of creating the day and making that day what you need it to make and being there, it's too fearful. If you're too scared of following through for something that you need or to push yourself forward or too scared to shine your light bright because other people's lights aren't as bright, then what are we doing? Then why are we here? There's a reason why you're on this planet. And if you're doing this, you're not living up to the reason why you're here. And today is an announcement to you, and the show is dedicated to you, to get through this fear and to be able to live your life and walking through fear with your head held high and knowing it's for the greater good. Check out my website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. On the homepage, you can find me on social media, connect with me on social media, connect on YouTube, on Amazon Prime, on Biz TV, on Ben's TV, and the list goes on. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been illuminating the ways that you can get the most out of your holiday season, and for that matter, any day of the year. You know, it's not just about getting through the day. It's about making the most out of it. You know, you hear people saying, you know, same deal, different day. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, really? Is that what this has gotten down to? Is this our life has become so mundane? And I know when it comes to holidays, though, for a lot of people, they can be kind of depressing. Maybe we didn't have the right family dynamic. Maybe there's some toxicity there. But do we have to play out that same thing every year? Or can we create a new reality? What about in our day-to-day life? Can't we see it as being more spectacular? I think so. Why not? I mean, what's the alternative? Just the humdrum thing. I mean, so you can always go back to the humdrum if you don't like what I have to say. Not a big deal, but you got to actually try it. And if you tried it for a couple weeks, I'm telling you, it's better than the humdrum. It's better. It's way better. And so right before the break, I was talking about that four-letter word. That four-letter word that gets in our way every time. Fear. Fear takes over our life. It makes everything overwhelming. We retreat and back up from stuff that's good for us. We find ways out of things. We don't follow through with stuff that's good for us. We don't push ourselves forward because we're too scared. We're not being real. We don't let our light shine because we're scared about what people are going to say about us. Or do you think they'll accept us? Or will they like us? Or will they hate on us? Or will they make fun of us because we act this way? Maybe they won't like our sense of humor. Or maybe they won't like our personality. Or maybe people won't treat us very well anymore. So I want to put on this facade. I would much rather live who I am than a facade. And by the way, people can hate the facade too. But there's always, if you're being true and honest and authentic and real, there's always going to be people that love you. But you've got to accept the fact that you've got to let go of the shackles of fear and walk into your own light. You know, the next thing that I really want to cover in this show is that, you know, I feel that a lot of us are going through the motion. We're just going through those motions of life, going through the motions, right? What? Why would we be going through the motions? I mean, what's the point of living on this planet and going through everything we've gone through just to live, like, just to live through the motions, do the motions, go through the motions. Doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it seems like, I don't know, it's not any fun. I don't want to do that. And there was a time in my life that I did that. There was a time in my life that, you know, just going through the motions, just getting through the day, right? I just got to get through the day. Got to get to 5 o'clock. Got to get through the day. Do whatever I have to do to get through the day. But why do I want to get through the day? Don't I want to, like suck the nectar of life, like the bone marrow of life? Why am I just running through things? Okay? And so the first thing that we have to do to stop going through these motions is to stop. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, right? We just stop and we get centered on what actually matters in our life and stop playing games with ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Stop playing that game where we're trying to do what everybody else wants us to do. Oh, we think we should be here. Or maybe I should dress like this. Or I need to shop here. Or I need to have this job. Or I need to do this. It's like, come on. We've got to stop, like, focusing on everything else around us and get centered. You know, I know that some of you have ADD, attention deficit disorder. I get it. And that's okay, but you can still work on not focusing on everybody else and actually bringing that energy back into you and saying, you know what? I need to get centered. I need to get right in my life, man. It's time. Because nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor, and I know I've said this before, but nobody's going to give you a Medal of Honor for not doing who you are, for not being who you are, for not doing what's true to you. Nobody's going to sit there and say, well, man, I'm really sorry, Ashley, you know. You must have a lot of regret, you know, and here's a Medal of Honor. You know, you went through life, you know, we're in the pearly gates right now, and, you know, we're sorry that you had such a horrible life, but, you know, here's a medal, and that's awesome. No, nobody's going to do that. So how do you stop and get centered? You stop, you slow down, you put the phone down, you put the computer down, and you start focusing. You start being a part of the day-to-day life. I mean, some of you might choose prayer. Some of you might choose meditation. There's various types of meditation. You just got to slow down the mind a little bit. Some of you just need to go to the gym. Okay? I mean, it doesn't take meditation. You don't have to do transcendental meditation and heart space meditation. You can just, like, run. You know, activate that body so that you can slow down, you know, and just calm down for once. Because a lot of you have so much energy, you don't focus on anything. And I know some of you might say, well, I got insomnia and I can't sleep. Okay, well, you know, are you working out? Are you taking care of yourself? Are you getting exercise every single day? What are you eating? Because in order to really get centered, you've got to get some good sleep. Because otherwise, you're a zombie. You're not just going through the motions. You're a zombie going through the motions every day. And to me, that's not a life I want to live because that's a lot of regret. Okay, I don't want to look back and go, man, I could have done so much of my life, but I just didn't. You know, the next thing you want to do is you want to be aware of those times in your life that you are actually fast-forwarding through your life right now. And I know that some of you out there are guilty. Guilty is charged. Guilty is charged. You're literally running through life. And you're going out at 100 million miles an hour. You're on the phone. You're texting. You got your Apple Watch. You're talking into it. You got your computer. You're driving down the road. You're speeding. You know, you got coffee in one hand, a steering wheel sometimes in the other. Right? And every day's like that. Every day. And how are you feeling about that? It seems like every day is starting to fade into the next, right? And then the next, and then the next, and then the next, and the next. And you're just like, God, when am I going to just get some time to do my thing? When am I just going to get some time to be me? Well, we got to make time to be me. You got to make time to be you. You got to make time to stop because I've realized that I'm busy. I got so much going on. When you're working 70, 80 work weeks, hour work weeks, it's just no time, man. But I'm starting to realize I got to figure out something. One, I got to keep working because I got to keep doing what I got to do because I believe in it. But another thing is I got to be right with myself while I'm working. I can't rush through work. It's not like they're going to say, okay, yeah, because of Ashley's show, we're just going to, you don't have to work anymore. That's not the case. We all have to work. So what do we have to do about work? We got to be in the moment in everything we do. And so we want to stop fast-forwarding through our life, and we want to do what? We want to be present. You know, we talk about the holidays, too, and about giving presents. Wouldn't be one of the best presents we could give ourselves is being present in the moment? Being real, right? Doesn't that mean more than anything? Because, you know, a watch can get stolen. Computer can get broken, right? But being present can't be taken away from you. I mean, it can be if you let your phone take it away from you, or you let your computer take it away from you, or you let your TV suck you in on something and it takes it away from you. But other than that, they can't take that away from you. You see what I'm saying? Only you can take that away from you. And so if you're ready to get real during this time of the season, or any day of the year for that matter, it's time to be present in the moment, to feel it, to think about it, to feel the ground under your feet, to smell the air, to be part of it, to see the trees and the leaves falling, to feel the seat in your car when you get in the car, to taste the food that you eat instead of just taking a picture for Facebook. I mean, there comes a time when, you know, Instagram photos aren't going to be there on your deathbed to make you feel good. Okay, that's sad, man. That's sad. And we're all falling prey to that right now. And that's what I want to help you stop doing, because you know what? If you can get a handle on it right now, you can change your life forever. Okay? So I'm asking you to begin to think about being in the moment first before taking a picture of it. I know some of you might say, well, what if I don't get a picture? Well, what if you don't? You know what happens if you don't get a picture? It's going to be one of the best memories you have. You don't need pictures. How many of those pictures do you get developed? 2? Out of 10,000 on your iPhone? I mean, what happens when the iPhone gets busted and you haven't ever backed up anything to the cloud? I mean, how desperate are you going to be now because you didn't live those moments? You didn't live any of it. All you got was a bunch of pictures. Okay, and I'm tired of living that way. I'm tired of it. And I'm just reflecting because I want you to also participate in this, because you know what? We got this time to live, and I'm not going to sit there and go into how many lives we have and all that. Let's just focus on this one life we have to live right now. Let's just focus on that, because that's all we have right now. No matter what you believe, it's no big deal. The point is that we got this one right now. So why don't we make the best out of it? Because I think this is powerful. So when I return, I'll be talking about being present, giving yourself the present, giving yourself the only gift that matters. Really, seriously. I mean, the other stuff goes away. The other stuff breaks. But this is the thing that can take you through the holidays, take you through your day-to-day, and make your life a totally different story so you can start a new chapter in your life. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm illuminating the way that you can get the most out of the holiday season and the most out of any day of the year for that matter. It's not just about getting through the day anymore. It's about actually enjoying it. I know. And I've been given solutions on how to do it. And right now, I want to continue to discuss the concept of being present, that one gift. Giving yourself that one gift this year and throughout the entire year is to be present in your day-to-day life, to be a part of it, to live it, to learn it, to love it, to feel it, because that's what it's all about. That's from A to B. And we allow ourselves to be present, to be in that moment when we're doing everything. It's not just about being at the party and being present. It's not just about going shopping and being present. It's about being present in the morning when we wake up, being present in the shower, being present on our commute to work, being present at work. And what does that mean? That means that I'm not focusing on the past. I'm not focusing on the future that hasn't happened. I am actually in the moment and being a part of the moment, because that's what we have. That's the only thing we have. The past is the past and we can't relive it. The future is the future, and we haven't even been there, so we don't even know what our future holds. We don't even know if we're going to be here tomorrow. So we have to focus on the present moment. And I want to tell you something, because I think that this is the crux of this show. And this is something that's going to maybe light the fire under many of you out there. Some of you, the fire is already lit. You just need me to push you just a little bit more down that road to get you to really walk the walk and talk the talk. Okay, I get it. I understand that. I totally, totally get that. And that is, and this is profound, okay? There's one fact. This moment won't ever happen again. See, it's gone. And now we got another one. But every single moment is one unique moment, like a snowflake. And it's unique. And the more we just walk through it, you know, the more we walk on our day and not pay attention to it, the more we miss the unique snowflakes of our life. You see what I'm saying? And that's what I'm talking about, is that this moment will never happen again. So what are you doing with each moment, knowing that they're not going to be back again? Are you relishing in them? Are you actually feeling in the moment? You know, I'll give you a good example of my moment on the way to the grocery store, just to give you an idea of what I'm talking about. I stay off the phone because I'm walking and I want to experience the walk to the grocery store. I put it in my pocket. And as I walk, I literally breathe. And I focus on my breathing because I like to breathe. Yeah, oxygen's good for your brain, by the way. And I'll see stuff. I'll see like a cat walk across the street. Or I'll see like a neighbor say hi, and I'll talk to them and say hi. I'll walk past some roses. And instead of walking past them, I will smell them too. Usually when I get into the grocery store, I know everybody because I'm in the moment. I speak to people when I see them. I have honest and awesome conversations. I like them. We're actually friends on Facebook because I take a care and desire in learning and knowing people because that's part of my moment, okay? I smell the food. I take in the sights. I see, like, the flowers. I see the people. I hear the kid crying, all of that. Now, that's being present in the moment and experiencing it instead of just glossing over that moment and not living it. On the flip-flop, not being present. I'm walking down the street. I got the phone on. I'm not paying attention to my breathing. I don't see the people crossing the street. I don't see the cat. I get into the grocery store. I don't speak to anybody. I get my food. I kind of walk through it. As I get to the checkout line, I look at the guy. I'm still on the phone. I whisper a couple of things to him, try to be nice, put my credit card in, and leave. Now, what experience was better? Experience A, yes, the first one. And so you can live your life every day like that, in every situation, about every single thing, just like that. Isn't that a powerful way to be? Isn't that a powerful way to live? I mean, and I ask you to try it out. I ask you to begin to try that out, to see if it works for you. I mean, what's the worst that could happen? You don't like doing it? You meet too many people? You have too many experiences and you're done? I really don't think there's a downside on this. You know, you hear people talking about buying stuff versus experiences, right? And like what we're supposed to do. Experiences are far more powerful than buying stuff. Try it out for yourself, I'm telling you. I mean, you know, going on an adventure, going on a journey, going on a trip to an unknown land is way cooler than like holding a watch, right? You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, I mean, there's things that we need to get through the day, you know, items that we might need for our work or our school or our home life. But after that, when it's just superfluous, is it really helping us get through the day or is it just another thing that we own? And so when you're thinking about this holiday season and you're thinking about the rest of the year, and as you go day by day, remember, you have the power, the ability, and the authority, okay? You have the power, the ability, and the authority to create your own day. You have the power, ability, and authority to feel the way you want to feel. And you have the power and ability and authority to do what? To be happy. To feel good. To embrace life, to feel what it's like to be living. It's up to you, and you can make the decision. You know, during this time of year and throughout the year and every single day, all 365 days can be overwhelming. All 365 days can be fear-based. All 365 days can make you want to retreat back into your shell. But wouldn't you rather go the distance? Wouldn't you rather dispel fear? Walk through that smoke screen. Walk through the smoke screen and realize that on the other side is you. A happy you, a powerful you, a you that did not get pushed down by fear, a you that overcame obstacles and lived to tell the tale. And that's what we're doing here, from A to B. This is about my show. This is the reason why I do this show, Live Your True Life Perspectives. It's the reason why I created the Celebrity Perspective. It's the reason why I created both of these shows, to help the listeners, to help you, my friend, to have a better life, to have an amazing life, and to capitalize on the things that you've already done, because I'm so proud of you. And I want you to experience goodness in life and to feel good about it and to dispel fear. And if you have to go it alone and do your own thing, it's okay, because there's going to be times that we got to go it alone. Okay, not all the time, but sometimes we do. And it's going to be a little fearful, but the stuff on the other side of it is so worth it. I hope this show has helped you. And in the meantime, check out my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put in Ashley Burgess, B-E-R-G-E-S. And you can find some really awesome video content on dealing with the holidays and dealing with every day of your life, being more mindful, and the list goes on. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.